USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may soon be out of power after a former ally announced his intent to form a coalition government with Netanyahu's rivals. Naftali Bennett announced on Sunday that he would seek to form a coalition government that would push Netanyahu's Likud party into the minority and end Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as prime minister. The governmental deadlock comes after no clear winner came out of a March election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Bennett has until Wednesday to finalize a deal. And at least 22 people were shot early Sunday morning at a birthday party in suburban Miami. Two people were killed when three assailants opened fire into a crowd of people outside of a banquet hall. Police say the shooting was not random and that at least 100 shots were fired in the incident. Three of the injured are in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Workers at a Texas hospital have filed a lawsuit against their employer's mandate that they receive a COVID vaccination or be fired. Jeremy Scott reports.
Over 115 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital have filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring them to get the COVID-19 vaccine or lose their jobs. Epic Times reports their lawsuit states the hospital's mandate requires the employees to subject themselves to medical experimentation as a prerequisite to feeding their families. The employees say they took issue receiving experimental COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, such as ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. The lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who stated the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. The hospital says, quote, it is legal for healthcare institutions to mandate vaccines, as we have done with the flu vaccine since 2009. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus, following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation. Dr. Peter Hotez believes that it's vital to find the source of the virus. The director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center tells NBC's Meet the Press that we could see more coronavirus outbreaks if we don't find the source.
This is now our third major coronavirus epidemic slash pandemic of the 21st century. We had the original SARS in 2002-2003 that arose out of southern China, affected Toronto, Ontario. Then we had Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome come out in 2012 and caused that terrible epidemic in South Korea in 2015. This is the third one, and Mother Nature is telling us what's going to happen. There's going to be COVID-26 and COVID-32, unless we fully understand the origins of COVID-19. And this is absolutely critical.
And five NYPD officers were struck by a car Sunday morning with the driver now in custody on suspicion of drunk driving. The incident happened in Staten Island while officers were setting up road barriers. Four of the officers were hospitalized after being struck. They are all expected to recover. The fifth officer refused medical attention at the scene. The driver was arrested at the scene, charged with DWI, assault, and driving without a valid license. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.